Tuesday, October 9th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The announcement was reportedly made in Washington that Donald Trump is authorizing the E-15 vapor waiver, followed by the president traveling to Iowa to harvest the praise he will get from GOP candidates for it. He will call this another promise achieved, but as I have noted, there are strings attached that undermine the RFS. Everybody knows what granting a vapor waiver for E-15 will do, which is allow sales of E-15 year-round. They're also changing the RIN rules with an objective of reducing speculation in RINs, which is just code for reducing their value. They want to give refiners lower RIN costs so they do not have to blend E-15. That's the crux of it. Trump thinks this is win-win, but the ethanol market is all the evidence needed that refiners are winning a whole lot more than the ethanol industry and corn farmers. Carl Icahn got his RIN waivers and disappeared from the scene. That alligator took a big bite and left the swamp. Large refiners are concerned that the EPA will reallocate the RIN obligations that they waived on small refiners and place it back on them. Companies like Shell are reportedly then complaining about the RIN waivers, too. They do not want to have to make good on Carl Icahn's RINs. I would expect the ethanol market to react to the latest announcement that the administration will approve E15 about the way the milk market responded to gaining more access to the Canadian milk market in the USMCA. It wiggled a bit and then went nowhere. The 78-cent difference between spot ethanol and unleaded gas markets should support stronger blending, but the 2.25 billion gallons of RIN waivers trump the E15 vapor waiver, literally. They want farmers to look at the shiny ball they throw up called E15 while they dilute the RFS enforcement mechanism. Ethanol companies are not making money despite cheap corn forcing ethanol production to idle. Everyone there will heap praises on Trump for another endorsement of E15, while the truth of his policy is that he has damaged the RFS. Blend margin should be causing a surge in ethanol consumption, but it has not been happening because without an RFS obligation, refiners will stay with straight gasoline. Informa is looking for 182.1 bushel per acre corn yield and 53 bushel per acre soybean yield in the October crop production report Thursday. We hear pretty universal good, great, or even record yields for soybeans with less exciting corn yields in harvest reports. We would go with the high-end trade estimate for the soybean yield and the low-end on corn. The key to the October USDA supply-demand update will be yields, updated harvested acres, and how these combine with carry-in stocks from the quarterly stocks report to impact the projected carryovers. The trade's looking for increases in carryover stocks of 1.919 billion bushel from 1.774 billion in corn, and for 898 million bushels of soybeans up from 845 million, neither of which would be friendly. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. Beyond structural seasonal weakness into December, the trade has become pretty optimistic over their view of 2019 hog market potential, considering that production will continue to increase. The Prestige plant is supposed to start coming online next month, but it takes several months to bring one of these big plants up to full speed, and Prestige has never done it before. I expect they've hired someone who has. A good third of the barns they intended to build this year will be delayed into 2019 because of the weather. It is all mud again around here, and construction sites are flooded. Industry expansion will be a little less than anticipated for 2018, and a little more than forecast for 2019. The delay did not hurt the market. All this will increase construction costs. Those that want a moratorium on new hog barn construction while they modify the state matrix used to site hog barns are ridiculously out of sync with the expansion going on. There'll be no moratorium regardless who is elected governor. This is an integrated industry, so once the new plants are up to speed with corresponding new barns to produce them needed hogs, this wave of hog expansion will slow. Any moratorium at that point would be pointless. That is why many farmers are going ahead with new barns despite the terms not being as favorable as they used to be. Construction costs and interest are higher, and the price paid for pig spaces was not. I don't see livestock sites that required matrix approval being located in the wrong place. What I saw was hog farmers building barns where they shouldn't, that were just under the size that required matrix approval. That would not be hard to fix. They may now have a new framework for NAFTA, Trump calls the USMCA, but the tariffs and retaliatory tariffs, including those put on pork by Mexico, stay on until they negotiate a settlement of the steel tariffs. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.